this week, we're celebrating 40 years of the Fox.
Still here, still bringing it to ya.
Hello, Fox. It's Jackie O. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy 40th birthday.
Hey, Melbourne. Jules Lund here.
Hi, this is Stick Moribo, and it's good to be back on the Fox.
I'm comedian and JobKeeper veteran Dave Thornton.
It is Labby here.
It's MC. Hi.
Dangerous Dave here.
Hey, it's Jack Post, a.k.a. Cackling Jack.
G'day, Melbourne. This is Higo.
Wahoo Magoo, Ash London here.
Hey, guys.
Happy birthday, Fox FM. Yes. It's your 40th. Which is a bit weird because it's our 40th. Happy to do a joint party on the rooftop and get...
famous.
And get you guys pay for the bands, the music.
Hopefully you skimmed a little bit of money off Beat the Bomb and all the secret sounds over the whole year. I mean, it would be cold, hard cash, as cold as you can get. And spend it on yourselves. Happy birthday.
You look great, babe. You look great.
More from Hamish and Andy coming up. Welcome to the very long-awaited second instalment of The Fox Family, a very belated 40th celebration, this time hanging out with DJs, jockettes, and announcers from the era spanning from Y2K to 2020, the block of time bookended by some pretty ordinary years. If you missed the first 20 years from 1980, here's a quick refresher.
We had them crane a workman's cottage onto the veranda so we could work out on that and not have to listen to the music that was being piped through the building. Great music, just not our taste.
I didn't see Matt for 8 years after I left, and I wrote to him and I met him in a cafe and I sat down and I read my list of amends to him, and we both had a cry. I had 3 foolscap pages.
I went to a lot of parties. Not that I can remember all of them.
Were there any party boys, any of the DJs that used to be on the Fox?
A whole lot of them. And we partied until we couldn't walk.
That episode was a blast to put together. I got to chat with so many of my personal radio heroes from Melbourne, some of which who realised too late in the game might not have been the wisest idea to give me their contact info. For the youngins listening, this one's probably going to have more of the names you're familiar with, like Chex Notes or Jackie O, who lovingly reminisces about her time at the Fox.
Everyone was told that when he walked through the corridors, everyone had to stand up and face the wall so that we didn't look him in the eye.
Yeah, that actually happened once upon a time. Find out who that artist was coming up. Plus, that time a celeb was assaulted in our building.
Look, it was an accident. I didn't do it deliberately.
Sure. As well as the salacious gossip, we've got some incredibly useful real-world tips for any budding future members of the Fox family.
When you're on a Pants Off Friday, you don't go to the toilet just before you go on air.
All that, plus so much more in this super-sized podcast, which so far hasn't heard boo from the breakfast radio juggernaut. With the jingle so catchy, it is still stuck in the collective head of Melbourne. So sing it along with Ash London.
The Matt and Joe Show, 1019 The Fox.
This is, we're a part of 40 years of the songs and the shows that you've loved. That's what we're doing here.
It's part of our pension plan is to come back once every 10 years.
When you think of those 10 years, what impact do you think it had on your life?
The most. That would be my answer. The most impactful 10 years of my life.
In what way?
The best fun, the best people to work with, being the most, I guess it's the most involved part of being a dad when your kids are sort of, they were sort of 0 to 10, I think, in that age.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. For me, Joey, I think it was, I always enjoyed the moment. I know that we were tired a lot of the time, but reflecting now on us working together for that 10 years, it was absolutely the best 10 years of my professional career. And that's, you know, I've been in radio for 25 years. So it was absolutely a highlight for me. And I felt like I grew up on that show.
Well, that's true.
What about you, Joe?
Well, I think I look back and I just cannot believe how fortunate we were to have such creative freedom and for us to just have ideas and do them and for us to really, you know, the joy that we had in making each other laugh.
Well, I say back then, this is what I say to my kids, memes and stuff were on radio. There was no social media for your laughs, your humour, your interaction. You tuned into a group of people to join them.
That's true. Mm. It was a very different time as far as what people would seek out for their entertainment.
Well, so that's why radio is so bland now, kids.
Oh, stop it!
And they're like, didn't you get sacked? I'm like, okay. Who wants ice cream?
Troy, Joe, and Matt Tilley there being one of the very first faces Hamish Blake saw all those years ago at 180 St Kilda Road, along with Tracy Bartram, obviously before becoming one half of the duo that joins us now, Hamish and Andy. Hey, lads.
Great to be here, Timmy.
Hey, Timmy. How are you, buddy?
I'm excited. Now, I'm a radio geek, so I know the history of you gents. It goes back way further than just the Hamish and Andy show, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, Hames started very early.
It does. I think I was 20 when I started at the station. Behind
2001,
the scenes.
I'm going to say, maybe.
Yeah, I think I was about 20 years old.
Hamish was a guy who was brought in to sort of spice up Tracy's gossip reports and throw
street
some jokes,
bitch, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then we got him out on the street. My dad still calls him the street bitch.
What's the hell street bitch going? Is he still with that fellow Andy?
And he was brilliant at it. You reckon Hamish Blake's brilliant what he does now. He once went to McDonald's, right, in full plaster cast and had a guy about to wipe his backside for him, right? He'd gone from feeding him the burgers and all that, and we're like, no, stop there. So, you know, he has this tremendous he'll go there sensibility, and it did it brilliantly. It wasn't crass or anything.
That last little bit of audio was from episode 9 of Game Changers Radio by the guy who's going to be revealing his ultimate number one announcer ever a little bit later on, Craig Bruce. But now, sorry, Haim, you were saying...
Then we weaseled, got Andy in, said this guy can do some stuff as well, and then we weaseled ourselves a Monday night slot.
Yeah, I was doing the panel, pressing the buttons for Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power, and so we lied. I couldn't do that stuff well, and thankfully I was on the other side of the desk.
Great lesson for kids out there. Just
lie your way in.
If you're doing a job that you don't like, be very bad at it, and you'll get shifted into one you do.
I believe you might have even taken them off air a few times, Andy.
Yeah, although I will say that it wasn't my fault.
No. Andy viewed himself back in those days as more of a quality filter. And if the show wasn't sounding good, Andy just went, all right, well, I think that's enough for tonight.
But what was funny is you had, if there was a mistake, it was in a logbook.
Yeah, and
it was,
had to write it down
you had to
manually.
Write it with a pen in the logbook. And yeah.
And it was, the logbook was like one of those guest books that people have at Airbnbs to go, I enjoyed my stay. You should check out this cafe.
Yeah.
And you had to like write down name, Andy. Problem.
Problem.
Station off air.
Station off air.
Resolved? Not yet.
The main problem was I've just played all of the Melbourne ads to the rest of the country, and they would have clashed with the rest of the country's ads in those specific states. Something like that.
Well, I reckon we better cue the awkward horn because look who it is.
Hello, Fox. It's Jackie O. Oh, the memories I have of Fox. I really feel like, you know, doing the Hot 30 back in those days, all those years ago, was where I really sunk my teeth into radio. I had so many... I practically lived at the station. I was in the day going out in the thunders, visiting all the local schools, then doing the Hot 30 at night. And then after the show, I remember I'd make up this newsletter that I would print on the photocopier for all the people that listened. There was like this huge mailing list, and I would do it all myself on the photocopier and send it all out to our listeners. I mean, back then, we didn't even have the internet. I mean, God, I'm really showing my age here. But can you imagine living life without the internet, let alone producing a radio show without that kind of information that's readily available? So I think for my own news segments, I used to sit by the fax machine, and at 4 o'clock every afternoon, we'd get this 40-page document faxed through that was supposed to be the gossip of the day, but it was always crap. And you could hardly use, you'd probably use 20% of it at best. And that's all you had. Apart from New Idea and Woman's Day that came out once a week. And then I remember when my boss at the Fox came in to me and said, oh, I need you to come into my office. I've got to show you something. And he sat me down at his computer and he said, look, he said, there's this thing called the internet that's coming out. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's that? And he was going through it with me, trying to show me, look, you can search for anything you like. There's all this information available. And I just remember not being able to even wrap my head around the concept of what this internet was. So I just was really quite, I think, dismissive at the time, going, oh, yeah, okay, not thinking it would ever take off. Well, I mean, gosh, now we can't do anything without the internet. And so it just goes to show how long ago I worked at Fox.
from reports, Jackie, not the best of drivers. Luckily, she had the most street smart, outright cool Black Thunder pilot ever to drive her around the best city in the world.
Hi, this is Stick Mariba, and it's good to be back on the Fox. Well, I'm only back to wish the Fox a very happy 40th birthday. It's nice to be a part of the Fox family for quite some time, working alongside legends like Ugly Phil, Jackie O, Troy Boy, Ellis, MC Mikey Mike, Annie Winton, Dean Murphy, and Cherie Day. Fox FM, 40 years and still going strong. And to all the loyal listeners from way back when, keep it real and keep it locked on the Fox.
This takes me back to when I seriously was a kid. Like, I used to love his voice. Like, I'd listen out just for... I didn't even listen to anyone else. I just waited for the cross to the Black Thunders. And he was so upbeat.
I still remember the first thing I said on the Fox.
What was it?
It was waves lapping at the shore. It's a bright and sunny day in St. Kilda. Take the Fox with you.
The Fox Black Thunders.
Let's go!
Legendary Thunder pilots, hilarious shows, and of course, iconic best-in-class announcers. Craig Bruce, you don't just have the one fave DJ, I believe.
Yeah, actually two, Dave Williams and Jamie Angel. Dave, so I used to follow Dave. I did Drive on Fox in 2001, and I would watch him in the off-air studio and watch the way he would work, and he was just... I mean, he did not take a single moment to catch his breath. You never, ever once saw him looking out the window, just, you know, biding time. He was always in the moment, you know, collecting calls, editing. Everything was just, like, absolutely perfect.
Happy 40th birthday, Fox FM. It's Dangerous Dave here. I used to be on the radio some 20 years ago at the Fox. In fact, I was the first DJ rostered onto work in the year 2000, the turn of the century. I think I pulled the short straw that day. Such an iconic radio station. I've got five words you might remember from 20 years ago.
Are you ready to rumble?
Were you there? Did you go? Colonial Stadium. It was huge. So many great memories.
Oh, Carolina can be found on the CD Sounds of Rumba. One of the better albums that you'll ever own.
Do you want to explain that?
No, it's just that's an album itself. It's a compilation album of a great music festival. You know, Rumba, Woodstock, Rumba, Big Day Out. Just a great music festival from 13 or 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Big deal if it cost our radio station heaps of money and they never put it on it again. Big deal. Woodstock would have cost a heap too for all the repairs to the speakers and things like that. But you pay the price to go down in history. That's all I'm saying.
Happy 40th, Fox FM.
And then you had someone like Jamie Angel. So Jamie would turn up, grab his log with a highlighter pen and highlight where the talk breaks were. And that was it. He just had this, and the rest just came to him naturally. And he also just had this really dry, sarcastic sense of humour, just wonderful, knew how to take the piss. And he wrote all of the promos for Fox back in the early 2000s that had this really distinct, interesting style, and all of that came through Jamie's pen.
Hello, my name's Jamie Angel. Way back in the 90s, I was on a breakfast show with Tracy and Matt. That's right, with the coach and...
Hubba.
Whatever happened to Hubba?
The New South Wales-born Jamie Angel. Craig being from Adelaide, proving you don't have to be from Melbourne to work at the Fox. She draws in the industry's best from all over the country, like... anchor, writer, podcaster, announcer, other stuff he probably doesn't want me to mention, known to most as Hamish and Andy's Giggling Ben, but I know as the naughty half of Bad Boy Ben and the Vixen, a PMFM stablemate back in the day in Perth in the 90s.
And you grew up listening to me and I gave you an autograph.
With a very un-PC message on it. I know.
I got away with a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have been allowed to. Radio didn't have social media, so we couldn't be slaughtered. We just got away. I remember saying the F word on air and nothing even happened about it.
What do you remember most of the Fox from your time in the building?
Everyone that I love in there. I'd say gushy, but honestly, the greatest thing about that place is walking in that door and just going, here's all my friends. Yay. Genuinely one of the nicest places to work.
Was there a trend at the Fox when you got there for shows, even across the day, was there?
Yeah. Virtually every show had someone that would co-host with them. Barry and Bridget had their own show and they would do interviews and they would do stop downs and have little chats and talk gossip.
I was doing mornings with Bridget when it all fell apart.
lot of change of ownership management and got messy, and I, yeah, took it over.
Were you a bad boy, were you? Did you cause issues?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
I kept doing Take 40 for another 4 years, but that was quite an ugly departure. I'd been very sick. I actually went home, had appendicitis. I was on air sitting from you to Bridget away, and she said to me, Bessie, you all right? And I said, I'm in a lot of pain. She said, you're the colour of this desk. And I drove home and they called an ambulance, and I woke up the next morning with my guts cut open, and the surgeon came in the next morning. He said, you look better than last night. And I said, not feeling that great. And he said, this time last night you had your stomach and your bowel sitting on your chest. And I said, ah.
Can you imagine two people hosting shifts across the workday now? Obviously, everyone's got to be a bit more careful with how money gets spent these days. But just give the younger listeners a hint of how things used to be.
Yeah, it was like there was the money being spent left, right and centre, basically. I remember our jocks meetings used to have sandwiches that had catering. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. And there'd be maybe something like 15 or 20 announcers.
Hang on, so like a monthly jocks meet or a weekly jocks meet?
No, weekly, and a variety of sandwiches that were extraordinary. But also things like Christmas bonuses. Like, I got told that they would go into the GM's office and the boss would say, thank you for a great year, and slide across an envelope, and it would have $25,000, $50,000 in it as a bonus. I'm like, what? How come that never happened when I was in radio?
Bonuses, free clothes, endless red carpets and movie premieres. If you networked well enough, overseas junkets. The infamous Fox Mount Buller team bonding weekend.
And hopefully we get to go on another ski trip, Tim.
Hopefully. Well, one of your friends kind of cooked that for us, but that, again, that's another off-air story.
Yeah, that's where the real anecdotes are for the 40 years of the Fox.
I remember coming into Tim once in the studio, walking in after the Buller trip, and I'm like, you cool, mate? We cool? Because, you know, the parties got pretty loose. I blame the altitude. And there was always the trip, and then there was a meeting afterwards, a few days later, where management were trying to unpack, based on the complaints from the management on the ski trip, who did what, where and how. And, it was probably a bit debaucherous. You couldn't get away with that in 2020. I certainly wouldn't be invited back.
We didn't all have those meetings, Jules.
Oh, wasn't that a standard? Kind of thing, no. 40 years gave me my launch. I mean, when I think about it, 15 Days of Fame was a mad, mad competition that I got involved with as a 22-year-old. And it gave me an incredible start, a wonderful break, and then some of the best years of my life alongside the likes of Fifi Box and Sophie Monk and Merrick Watts and even a Spice Girl thrown in there for good measure. But it's great to be back. I mean, admittedly, I had to jump in through the side window because they kicked me out. In fact, they goose-stepped me. And I didn't even get my stationery, if that's still around. Has anyone got... Yeah, it was in that drawer.
Oh, they did not. You left to start a now multi-million-dollar influencer business called Tribe. The Fox has a real pay-it-forward philosophy, helping junior staff build themselves fully-fledged radio careers like...
Hey, it's Jack Post, a.k.a. Cackling Jack from the Hamish and Andy Show. You may remember me cackling in the background of Hamish and Andy. I'll give you one of my trademark cackles now. I'm happy to be back celebrating the Fox from your old mate in the background laughing away, Cackling Jack, a.k.a. Jack Post, now on a rival radio station.
Happy birthday, Fox. It's an honour to have been on the station and look forward to the next 40 more. This is Brad Blank signing off from New York City.
Hey, this is Becco, and I want to say a very happy 40th to the Fox. I was around sort of the 2004 era with Hamish and Andy, and of course, on the workday as well. And one thing we used to love is Pants Off Friday. We'd all partake, and, we'd wear boxers or the satin undies sometimes. And there was one day I wore the briefs. One thing I will learn is when you're on a Pants Off Friday, you don't go to the toilet just before you go on air. I went to the toilet quickly before the show, came back. We had Natalie Bassingthwaite in on the show. We got a photo just after the first song. And we then looked at the photo on the camera and realized that I hadn't shaken enough, if you know what I mean. And that is the danger of a Pants Off Friday with Hamish and Andy. A very happy 40th birthday. A station with a heart and soul and very Melbourne. Happy 40th to Fox.
Now, I've looked everywhere for audio or pictures of that. I can't find it anywhere because so much stuff got lost to time at 180 St Kilda Road. It was not the most properly organised place. Shout out to Hubba, who found some of the original Dat Masters for me of the world famous rooftops. Actually, no, it wasn't world famous. It was just the rooftop performances, which we've played on the radio. Thank you very much. There were used to be boxes of very important crap all over the building. A maze of well-worn carpet led you around what is referred to as the Rabbit Warren, yeah?
Yeah, and it was virtually cupboards had been turned into offices because there was no room for anyone. I think Dangerous Dave, Higo, and myself shared what used to be the prize cupboard.
How would you describe
it? Yeah, it was the prize cupboard.
It was the prize cupboard.
Yeah, it was.
Ah, the announcer who is in everyone's top 10, Dave Higo Higgins.
It was great to see all these people and the posters on the wall. It had a lot more heart and a lot more soul to it. The floors were disgusting. You know, the walls were a bit beaten in. It had been lived in. It was a home and it was really cool. I really love that place, actually. I mean, it had the great rooftop, which housed so many incredible performances from international people across the years.
It's just good times, really. The rooftop performances. I think I remember a time when John Bon Jovi came to visit and everyone was told, no matter if you're in sales, accounting or content, that when he walked through the corridors, everyone had to stand up and face the wall so that we didn't look him in the eye. I know, you hear these stories and you think they're made up, but they actually do happen sometimes.
You bring people like Janet Minogue and Alanis Morissette through and you'd be like going, oh, just don't trip on the gaffer tape there in the carpet hole and come down this way. And yeah, it was very budget.
Were any three-day benders launched from one of the rooftop parties on a Friday night at Fox?
Oh, yeah. Like when I was, that was in my worst way ever then. I was going Friday right through to Sunday and partying like it was nobody's business. You'd go home for a minimum amount of sleep and then get up and find out what's going on somewhere else. And then you'd take off and then, yeah, they were heady times, my friends. But no, when I got to Fox, there was Dangerous Dave, John Bleeby, Rob McCasker, Jody and Joe were doing mornings after Tracy and Matt. Rowan Brown might have been doing afternoons or late nights.
Hello, Fox FM. It's Brownie here from circa 2000 to 2004, wedged between a Tracy and Matt and Dangerous Dave Williams sandwich. A lot of fun, let me tell you. I used to play such bangers to you as Madison Avenue's Don't Call Me Baby and Shannon Knowles' I've Got a Big Black Shiny Car. It was a lot of fun. Happy birthday to the beautiful, iconic lady. She is as Melbourne as the Yarra, the MCG and Lord Mayor John So. Love you, Fox FM. Happy 40th birthday.
You know, he was just dynamite on callers. That was one of the directives. That channel should always be open, should always be surfing the phones. And he really, it wouldn't have been a break almost that went by that Rowan didn't have a caller in. And of course, Ugly Phil was doing the Hot 30. Or no, it might have been, no, it would have been Kyle doing the Hot 30 by then.
Oh, yes. This was meant to be the bit where the chat with Kyle Sanderlands was meant to go. But according to bosses, he was, quote, unable to participate, which is odd because I thought that you didn't let management tell you what to do. You always called the shots, Kyle.
Hey there, Melbourne. The iRod here. Happy 40th birthday to the Fox. Does anyone remember the Hitsicist?
Out! Infernal! Leave this man, I say! Pickle!
Just me. Okay, to bigger things. Matt and Joe Show featuring the fabulous Adam Richard.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. I have so many amazing memories of my time at the Fox. Accidentally banging Kelly Clarkson in the teeth with a microphone on the Fox rooftop. Look, it was an accident. I didn't do it deliberately. I hung out with Ryan Reynolds, Jessica Biel, Sandra Bullock remembered me. Look at me flicking my imaginary hair with excitement.
Live on stage with Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That was a great show. Fox Fashion for Melbourne Fashion Week, huge. Along with things like the Australian Open, Mount Buller ski trips, to the amazing times when we were driven to those events by a Black Thunder pilot by the name of Tommy Little, who nowadays does, you know, different things. How things have changed.
Wow, that hit me all right in the nostalgia. They were my days. The team that was on air when I was doing the Hot 30 Countdown with Bigsy, who's coming up on the pod, as is pretty much every announcer who's done the night shift other than Kyle, obviously, which was late 2007, early 2008-ish. And you could best describe the studios back then on St. Kilda Road as...
Workmanlike. They got the job done. They were old, reliable. And the best thing about it, if anyone ever spilt a drink on it, you could just pull one of the channels out, which you can't do in the new desks. You've got to pull the whole desk out. And as it turned out, I was the first person on air at Fox in the new studios. We did the big switcheroo. And there was literally 15 to 25 techs, and our good friend Dave Cameron was there, and everyone's just standing there as I went to air for the very first time at South Melbourne. And I didn't really know what to say because it was like, is this thing on? And they're all waving and clapping and carrying on. I said, well, this is a, you know, dawn of a new era. Here we are in our brand new studios in Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, and we're all happy that it's working. And then we played. And to be fair, the listeners would really have no idea or care.
Yeah, because there would have been a tape that was playing up from Mount Dandenong or something while the changeover was happening. And yeah,
when I got there, it was just mind-blowing. You knew it was going to be good, you know. And I had that little bit of interaction with Matt and Joe's show straight after 9 o'clock. You have a gag and you launch straight into the 90s at 9, as it was back then.
I know there's a lot of industry people listening at the moment who obviously they've heard legends about the Fox family, what it's like off air. But hi to the listeners listening. Yes, as fun as it sounds coming out of the speakers, it is more fun being in there.
Yeah, it really was a fun time. And those weekends away at the snow, any listeners lucky enough to have been part of those ones back in the day can attest to the fun that we used to have.
Yeah, no, I think some of those listeners might have even been brought in to some of the announcers' rooms who can, yeah, attest to how much fun we can
really have. But that's, I don't remember any of that.
That's for another podcast. Hey, Higo. Thank you for
remembering him in the studio, sure.
All right, what other stories can we ambiguously tell so no key stakeholders get shirty with us?
Oh my God, so many. My favourite one was when Hamish and Andy were bouncing a ball against the wall of our office to see if they could upset someone. And they did upset someone that was sitting in that office. And they came out and had a huge blowout at them, like, what the fuck are you about? Because obviously having a ball bounced against a thin fibro wall is a very annoying thing when you're trying to work. And they recorded it all and then wanted to use it on air. But of course, that person that had the flip out wasn't going to allow that to happen. And so it never made it to air. But gosh, it was exciting to listen to.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard of a story of Hamish and Andy pissing someone off.
Oh, yeah,
I
they
think
did.
That's the first. All right, well, do you have more? As you can tell by his response, he had plenty more, but you're not going to hear them on this pod. Not even that time when they thought Hamish had died in a hotel room, but I've probably said too much, and now it is time to welcome Carla, I believe.
Yeah, my grown-up name now is Carla Vignasca, yes.
People will know you as Bigsy, Tim Lee and yeah. Bigsy's Hot 30 Countdown, but that was never the name. Do you remember that story?
What do you mean it was never the name?
They wouldn't give us the naming rights. So Lowy's Hot 30 Countdown was the last one that had the naming rights. We were the Hot 30 with Tim Lee and Bigsy.
That's all right. I don't mind. It was still a great thing to be part of. And you know what? Bigsy's a damn sight better than Peaches, and Sugar Tits was the other name. Going.
A few of the very creative nicknames from Lowy there from back in the day. And like Craig and all the other night show jocks you're about to hear, we had to play our music nightly off burnt CDs because Kyle, for some reason, he liked the tactile nature of it. So I was kind of like tethered to the studio when the Hot 30 Countdown was on. I couldn't get out to have loo breaks or when I was hungry. Do you remember what we used to do while the show was on?
No.
How we used to steal shit off people's desks at night. So if there's anyone listening from the sales department, yeah, and that thing mysteriously disappeared, it was us.
Kyle and Jack used to get sent all the good stuff. And if you didn't nail anything down to your desk, it was an open plan and it was a free-for-all for the Hot 30. And those delicious biscuits ended up being dog biscuits.
Lamb and rosemary, I should have known. That was disgusting. And then I had to do it like a break 20 seconds later. Blah.
Look, hands down, the Hot 30 Countdown was probably my most favourite job of all time. If we were there for a small snapshot of broadcast, I'm not going to say history because that kind of makes me sound...
It is. 40 years of the most listened to FM station in the country, and that's why we're doing it. That's why we're saying happy birthday to the Fox. You're part of that history, mate. Standing on the shoulders of greatness and all that.
Well, there you go. It does make me feel privileged and honoured.
And truly thankful to be given the keys for so many years doing that show. My very good mate, Bigsy, who I stole my daily on-air farewell from. See you, bye, see you.
Well, hello, Melbourne, and hello, everyone at the Fox. It is Labby here. I co-hosted the Hot 30 Countdown and spent many years working with Kyle and Jackie O on the Hot 30, whether it was doing stupid stunts, crazy parties on the rooftop, or getting up to trouble with good old Stick Maribo in the Black Thunders. I really enjoyed my time at the Fox, and a massive happy 40th birthday.
Happy 40th, Fox. This is Alexis. I hosted Take 40 Australia with Andrew G for a little while. I was the prize girl and the Hot 30 Countdown with Higo and with the Lab Rat after Kyle and Jackie O moved into Drive. And I've got such fond memories of coming to the Fox studios at St Kilda Road. We shared an office with development show Hamish and Andy. And I remember thinking, who is this Hamish guy? Would you stop trying to be funny, dude? We're trying to plan a show. How things change. I now host the Hot 30 Countdown every night in my lounge room, counting down from 30 to 1 for my kids to put on their pajamas and get to bed. I'm nearly 40 myself now. So happy birthday, The Fox. 40 years strong. Good on you, everyone.
Hey, it's Sam Mack here from Sunrise on 7. And I actually used to host the Hot 30 on the Fox at night until Tim Lee stole my job. Yeah, look, I know this is supposed to be a celebration and probably not the time to talk about that, but it is what happened. Yeah. Happy birthday, the Fox.
Hey, it's Matty Acton. Happy 40th birthday, Fox. You may or may not remember me, probably not remember. My big memory of doing the Hot 30 Countdown on Fox was we were going to have a secret show where One Direction, they were going to come in and perform on the rooftop, but the police heard about it. They were worried about it getting flooded with people, and we were going to have to pay, like, I think it was like $200,000 to shut down the streets around the radio station. And then the bosses canned that, and they said, no, we just can't afford to do that or take the risk of the safety. So we ended up going to a secret location with them. But, yep, One Direction, hey? And look at them now, broken up.
Hey, it's Maud Garrett here from the Hot 30 Countdown with Maddie and Maud. My absolute highlight was going to a haunted hotel on Friday the 13th with Ghostbusters and them telling us all about the three ghosts that resided there. And I absolutely had a ghost experience and no one believed me. But working with Maddie was a real treat. He became my best mate super, super quickly. He made radio life amazing, even though I lasted a year. But a big shout out to Fox for your naughty 40. Well done, you minx.
G'day, it's Pagey, and I had the honour of hosting the Hot 30 Countdown on the Fox for a short time with the wonderful Charlie Robinson.
I'm so glad you call it an honour, because you're probably the only Hot 30 host that was with someone with zero radio experience and straight from high five, so you deserve an award for that.
No, it was great having you come in and go on dates with basically all of our guests that came in. There was Jason Derulo, there was Usher, there was a couple of the Home and Away I think, as well.
Totally, we had the best fun, and thank God, like, I knew nothing. It was probably my most fun in radio I've had. Fox FM was rocking.
Happy 40th birthday, Fox. From a fan of the station since growing up in Geelong and listening to Matt and Joe every single morning and those prank calls, to now working on the station doing weekend breakfast, but first getting the chance to be on the station hosting the night show The Bump and hit 30. It was a dream come true to have my high school friends who also listened to the same station hearing me on that. And I still remember, even though I was 10 years into my radio career, that being the most nerve-wracking shift of my life, knowing that my mum could finally listen to me on the radio.
Wahoo Magoo, Ash London here. Happy 40th birthday, Fox FM. The Fox will always be super special to me. It was a station I grew up listening to. It is still such a trip that I get to broadcast on my favourite station every night of the week. So congratulations to everyone involved in the last 40 years of the Fox, the greatest radio station in the world.
You know, I've worked with some great people at Fox. I feel very fortunate with the people I've been teamed up with on air. Ugly Phil is when it all started, and, you know, everybody would listen to Ugly Phil. Kids would sit in their bedrooms every night and wait for the countdown because they didn't have access to Spotify or iTunes, so radio was all they had. And he was incredibly talented. We had such a great time working together. We both lived and breathed radio. And then also working on the Hot 30 with Kyle. You know, again, we had so much fun. I'm still working together to this day, obviously.
Jackie O there, the queen of Sydney radio, to the queens and kings in Melbourne, Carrie and Tommy and Fifi and Fev, recorded with masks on during one of our 2020 lockdowns.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Ooh, my mask slipped down. Yeah,
sorry.
Socially responsible for our birthday celebrations.
Happy 40th. I love the Fox. It's my first ever job.
I love it more.
But they're older than me. Like, I'm only,
you're
30.
40. Yeah. You're actually in your 40th year.
No.
He's 40. And that's happy 40th, fam!
That's why Byron's not here, because the show's finished and he's napping, because he's really old. Old people nap, so happy birthday. Happy 40th!
Happy naughty 40th, Fox!
I've just snuck off, Fox, to say happy birthday. I'm here by... Oh, fuck.
Happy 40th birthday, Fox. Who would have thought we turned 40 in the same year? Which I guess means you love the song Return of the Mac as much as I do. That was our prime. A real heyday then, wasn't it? Anyway, I hope you plan on getting as wild as I do at my 40th.
I'm comedian and JobKeeper veteran Dave Thornton. And what's that secret sound? Oh, it's Fox FM's 40th birthday. And I'm here to wish you a happy birthday and many happy returns. I hope there's 40 more years of amazing radio ahead of you. I'm very humbled to be a part of that history. I hope the celebrations don't go too crazy.
Oh, hi there. It's Maz Compton here, wishing Fox FM a very happy 40th birthday. Formerly one part of the Dan and Maz show. My favourite memory at Fox FM was definitely in 2014, when we decided to goff our boss. We turned our boss at the time, Dave Cameron, into a goth.
Wake up! Goth the boss.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Have you noticed what time it is?
Is it goth o'clock?
It is goth o'clock. Come on.
Come with us, please.
Can I say to you guys, this is probably the thing that I've been looking forward to the least all week.
In all seriousness, happy birthday, Fox FM. It's been a real treat being a part of your story.
It's MC. Hi, I miss you so much. I was there at the Fox from 2009, and I want to say till the end of 2014, without doubt, some of my best memories in radio happened on Clarendon Street in the South Melbourne studios. There was giving away $1 million on the beach with Matt and Joe to the time I was on air in what are meant to be soundproof radio studios, but I could hear this hum that was coming in the distance, and I looked out one window and thought, no, it's not Formula One time. It's not fighter jets flying over Albert Park. Then I looked the other way and saw Hamish Blake riding a Peewee 50 through the aisle while everybody was meant to be working. Really, really professional outfit at Fox FM. Sometimes things went totally to plan. Sometimes they didn't, though. Like the time that I was live on air and our entire studio completely died on me.
Okay. So this is where nothing happens and everything is completely frozen.
Sorry, MC, I'm trying to help the other studio here.
Thankfully, someone has come to the other studio.
But it's saying it's shut down too.
Everything's broken.
Hang on, let's grab a CD.
I've got an idea, everybody.
Okay,
relax.
Tim's got an idea. Gonna relax, just gonna kick back.
No, I've got my iPod here.
Please don't tell me you're gonna play a song off your iPod.
Mate, we're Melbourne's number one hit music station. I thought we could play B.O.B.
Okay, let's do it. Sound quality spectacular. 101.9 The Fox in FM stereo. This is B.O.B. and so good.
I will never forget my time at the Fox, and just wanted to say a massive happy 40th birthday.
Hey Melbourne, it's Andy here. How many weekends and weekdays did we spend together? A few years worth or so. I remember so much Pink, so much Rihanna, and so many passes to the world famous Fox Rooftop and gigs with Hamish and Andy and Matt and Joe. So much fun. Miss you guys.
This is Andy Park. I was a DJ on the Fox from 2004 to 2007. I was new to Melbourne at the time, so a lot of my memories were falling in love with Melbourne, its people, playing songs and having a good time. I can't believe the Fox is 40 years old. Happy birthday, Fox FM.
Hi, this is Sarah Marie Cameron. The first time I joined the Fox team was in 2010, hosting a late night network show called Choose the Hits Jelly. Jelly was a software company that Austereo teamed up with, and they had created a platform where users would go on and vote for their favourite songs, and they could rocket them up to the top. The other thing that they could do was also team up to stop a song. If more than 70% didn't like a song that was playing, they would bomb it and it would stop. And there was one night where that control backfired because I really needed to go to the toilet. And I thought the song that was playing wouldn't get bombed, so I had a couple of minutes to quickly run. And for anybody who's been to the Fox FM studios on Clarendon Street knows that the toilets are a fair distance away from the studio, unfortunately. Anyway, whilst I was in there, turns out those in the chat room didn't like the song. They bombed it and effectively took the show off air. I had to sprint back into the studio and turn my mic on. It went live around the country, and it was definitely the most fun live radio I have ever hosted in my life.
Hey, it's Keegs. Happy birthday to the Fox. I was on air on the Fox from 2012 through to 2020 during the weekdays. Used to host the night show a couple of times. Happy birthday to the Fox. I have so many amazing memories from my time there. I just can't believe some of the stuff that I got to do in that time. I'm very grateful to have played a small part in the story of the Fox and what it means to Melbourne. So happy 40th birthday.
Darren Rich, I've been on air doing the workday for the last 6 years or so. And let me tell you, it's been the best 6 years of my life. So many memories, so many friends that I've made. If I was to pinpoint on one particular memory, it'd have to be flicking the switch on a Friday, which was actually never my idea.
Let's do it.
Okay. Flick the switch, it's Friday.
Hey, flick the switch with our old mate, Aaron Rich.
There's about 10 people in the world thought that was funny, and Tim and I are two of them.
Actually, that idea came about on a Friday night, few drinks. I walk out onto the world-famous rooftop. There's the team cheering, Aaron Rich, flick the switch. Next thing I know, the boss at the time, Adrian, come Monday morning, was like, looking forward to seeing what you're doing on Friday with flick the switch. So that's how it was born.
Let's flick the switch.
I'm telling you have not lived until you have witnessed with your own eyeballs Aaron Rich cut and sick in the studio performing Flick the Switch, one of radio's true great delights. Before we wrap up and do our final goodbyes, we actually had some shout outs from the first 20 years that we missed. There were hundreds that came in. First up, just like Aaron, another Melbourne radio icon who recorded his shout out on what sounds like a potato, Darren Hinch.
Wow, 40 years. How old am I? I was on 3AW when you started, when the FMs first got off the ground, and I was rating through the roof, which is pretty good, number one. But every ratings day, I made it a practice of going to the FM stations and not to gloat, but to give a lecture and a cheer up to the DJs, to the jocks, and say, hey, you guys have a much better signal than we've got. You should be knocking us dead. So, you know, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Hi, my name's Paul Seidel. I was known as PJ, and I did the mid-dawns from 1998 to 1999. Two big things I remember is managing to be part of some of the Martin Malloy sketches, even if it meant just being locked into a studio and just making noise as if you're a crowd. Always following Dr. Feelgood, feeling kind of privileged there.
Well, look, I hadn't done any radio much. I've done a little bit, but nothing much before. And we had, you know, 300,000 people ringing in. That the lines used to get sort of meltdown. And we didn't sort of realise how big it was.
Hi, this is Mariah Carey on Pillow Talk. Call Dr. Feelgood now on 008-657-657.
We just sort of did it. I just went in there and talked about sex because I'm a doctor and, you know, that's normal. That's just what I do.
Dr. Feelgood's Pillow Talk. We had a few risque programs over the years, hey, including Bessie Bardot and the late, very great Richard Marsland's The Late Date Show. Now, for the record, the actual day of the 40th celebration was August the 1st in 2020, but Melbourne, we're in the middle of a little COVID-19 lockdown. Kind of focused on keeping the old girl on air. There is so much content if you are a fan, former staffer, radio nerd like me. Just Google Fox 40th and it's one of the first links. It'll take you to the full playlist with gems like the hours that Barry Bissell, the Matt and Joe show, Ugly Phil hosted. Hilarious, mostly never replayed bloopers after the first accidental time they aired.
Tax cuts in from today and higher parental rebates.
Fox traffic.
Get it before they make us take it down. Also, rare insights from previous Fox bosses and, of course, the on-air legends who built this crazy station from 1980 to the year 2000. That is the first Fox Family podcast. This one was the second one, bringing us all the way from the millennium up until now. A lot of words when I could have just said, on behalf of the daily commuters, the board shift workers, the footy players, school kids, Mornington road trippers, and everyone else in Melbourne who, over the last 40 years, have enjoyed over 350,000 hours of programming. To everyone who's been on air at the Fox, worked behind the scenes to help put the product to air, thank you. Thank you for all of the entertainment.
Hey, the Fox is our living room. It's where we spent 15 years of our lives growing up.
We had such a great time. It was like being with a little family of misfits and weirdos, just having a huge fun time.
Happy 40th birthday to 101.9 The Fox.
I have such fond memories of all my time back then, and thanks for those memories, Fox.
We love you, Fox. Happy 40th birthday. You're an absolute Melbourne institution.
So many great shows, so many great segments, so many great memories.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Good on you. Go, Fox.
Hey, Melbourne, Osher Ginsberg here. Wanted to say happy 40th birthday to you, the Fox. You are very, very good. I remember back in the olden days, a million years ago, there was a promo, I think it said, such and such says the F word. Ooh. So let me say the F word. The Fox.
Seriously, the 10 years I spent with Matt and Joe and Troy on the Matt and Joe show, oh, even though the alarm went off at 4 o'clock, as long as it made someone's drive to work better, I was happy. Happy birthday, 101.9 The Fox.
Until next time. My name's Tim Lee. See you. Bye. See you.
40 Years of the Fox. The podcast.
I'm still here, still bringing it to you.
101.9.
Happy 40th, Fox.